This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on December 23rd. It was a decision that would be remembered for generations. On this day in 1783, General George Washington resigned as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. His decision to return to civilian life followed the signing of the Treaty of Paris that ended the American Revolution. As general, the Continental Congress had granted Washington the powers of a dictator, and his decision to step down was essential to ensuring the new nation would, indeed, become a republic. Of course, Washington's quiet return to Mount Vernon was short-lived. Just 5 years later, he began his two terms as the first American president. Also on this day in history, in 1620, the Pilgrims began building Plymouth. In 1888, painter Vincent van Gogh cut off part of his ear while suffering from severe depression. And in 1993, Philadelphia, the first major Hollywood film about AIDS, opened in theaters. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.